朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
在连着这几个主日，我盼望跟弟兄姊妹思想一个题目，就是神的名字。
For several Sundays in a row, I'd like to share with each one of you a topic that is the name of Jesus or the name of the Lord.
我们知道每一个人都有名字。
As we know that everyone has a name.
我们所信的这位上帝也有他的名字。
This God that we trust, this God we believe in, also has His name.
上个礼拜我曾经跟大家分享，在圣经里面可以归纳出神有两类的名字。
As I shared with you last week, that there are two categories of names we can classify.
一类的名字就是神自我显示或者自我启示的一个名字。
In one category, it's a name that God reveals Himself.
讲到他是何等一位创造的主宰。
And talking about what a creator that he is.
是个人与人来往的主。
He is the God, he communicates with people.
与他的百姓立约的主。
He is a God set of covenant with his people.
从他的角度启示，让我们认识这位神是怎么样一位神，从他的名字。
From his angle, he want to reveal and want us to understand what kind of God that he is.
圣经里面给我们看到另外一类的名字。
Also in the Bible, it shows another kind of the name for the Lord.
这类的名字是神的选民，或者这些基督徒，或者跟随神的人，从他们的体验里面对神的认识而给神取的名字。
The other kind name is coming from the other direction. That is, it's come from the people, how they recognize the God.
他们从自己的体验里面发现这位神是何等的丰富，但是在某一个角度上，他们体验到神，他们就特别有感而发，给神取了一个特别的名字。
This derives from their people's own realization of the abundance of the God. From that point of view, they offer a name for the Lord.
在圣经里面，这一类的名字叫复合性的那个名字 ，compound names of God， 就是把两个字连在一起，让我们认识神的那个名字。
This kind of name is referred to as the compound kind of name. In other words, using more than one word to describe God.
上个礼拜我们曾经提到耶和华以勒。
Last week we talked about the Lord or Jehovah Jireh.
亚伯拉罕在信心的学习里面发现他所信的神是一位丰富而且对人有预备的神。
And through Abraham's experience, he realized that the God he trusts is the God who prepares.
认识神是一位丰富的神是一回事。
To realize that God is an abundant God is one aspect.
认识这位丰富的神给我们有丰富的预备和供应是另外一回事。
From another point of view, to recognize also this abundant God has also prepared for us.
对耶和华以勒这个名字不是单单在客观来描写主的丰富而已。
So this name, Jehovah Jireh, does not just describe the abundance of God itself.
也是见证在主观的里面我们对这位丰富的神所有的体验和认识。
But also, it testifies our own realization or our own experience with the Lord.
这一类复合性的名字在圣经里面，特别在旧约希伯来文里面有八个。
Such compound names appeared in eight times or eight different ones in the Old Testament.
但是在我们中文圣经直接翻出来的只有三个。
Yet in the Chinese version, there are only three direct translations.
一个是创世纪二十二章耶和华以勒，是上个礼拜我们所提到的。
The one is Jehovah Jireh, the one we mentioned last week.
另外一个就是今天早上陈英弟兄带我们一同读的出埃及记十七章耶和华尼西这个名字。
The second one appeared in the verses you just read this morning in the Exodus 17. It's called Jehovah Nisi.
那么第三个复合性的名字在中文圣经里面直接翻出来的是士师记第六章里面讲到的耶和华沙龙。
The third happens in the book of Judges 46. It's called Jehovah Shalom.
我们知道 Shalom 就是平安的意思。
Shalom means peace.
那么下个礼拜我们就盼望从士师记第六章我们来思想 那一个名字的意义和跟我们的关系是什么。
As we shall share the meaning of this name Shalom from Judges chapter 6.
那么今天请各位还是翻回到出埃及记第十七章，我们看耶和华复合性的名字的第二个名字，耶和华尼西。
So, shall we turn to then the Exodus book, chapter 17, to study the second name, Jehovah Nissi.
在第十五节，我们看到摩西经历了神的一个奇妙的带领之后，他为神筑了一座坛。
As it's recorded in verse 15, after Moses has experienced such a miracle from the God, therefore he built an altar for the Lord.
我们知道旧约神的百姓每一次向神筑坛的时候，都代表着很深的感赞和敬拜。
As we learn from the Old Testament, every time when the Israelites build an altar for the Lord, that represents their thanksgiving.
每一次以色列人来到神的面前敬拜的时候，他们真是从心里面向神献上他们里头的那种感觉。
Every time when Israelites came to worship the Lord, they deeply expressed their thinking, their thanksgiving.
每一次我们看到旧约圣经的敬拜，对我每一个主日来到神面前的崇拜，是一个很大的一个提醒和挑战。
Every time it's a tremendous reminder to me when I read the worship from the Israelites to the Lord.
啊，建了一座坛，他跟那个坛起个名字叫耶和华尼西，就是耶和华是我的旌旗的意思。
When he built this altar, he named it Jehovah Nissi. The meaning of that is, this is the banner of God.
摩西带着以色列人出埃及过红海，这是第一次他们所碰到的一个战役。
This is the first battle after the Israelites has crossed the Red Sea.
他们经过了缺水缺食的这些经验以后，神把他们带到仇敌的面前。
After they have experienced of thirst and hungry,Now the Lord brought them in front of their enemies.
这些仇敌不是别人。
Those enemies were not strangers to them.
圣经告诉我们说，亚玛利人是他们的仇敌。
The book says the Amalekites were their enemies.
亚玛利人是谁？
Now, who were those Amalekites?
亚玛利是以扫的孙子，以扫是雅各的兄弟。
The ascendants of the Amalekites were the grandson of Esau.
然后以扫是雅各的双胞兄弟。
And Esau, as you remember, was the brother of Jacob.
但是经过了一些年代之后，他们却成为彼此的仇敌。
Yet through years, their descendants became enemies.
我没有时间在这里分析这一方面，不过心里面实在有非常沉重的感觉。本来是同兄弟，今天却成为翻脸的仇人。
From brothers and turning into enemies, as an example here.
但是感谢主，我们在这里看见摩西靠着神，就是怎么样来应对这些对他们不利的这些仇敌。
Yet Moses, through the leadership of God, and he had a way, he found a way to deal with his enemies.
他派约书亚下去。
He sent Joshua down.
然后他带了亚伦和户尔上山去祷告。
Then he brought Aaron and Hur up to the mountains and prayed.
他什么时候举手，下面就得胜；什么时候手一垂下来，下面就失败。
When his arms were raised up high, they were winning. When his arms was down, they were losing.
里面有十分精彩而有意义的内容。
They are indeed abundantly full of abundant meanings here.
但是最后这场仗打赢了。
Indeed, they won the battle.
后来他就筑了这座坛，取名耶和华尼西，乃是纪念神在他们身上的恩典。
So they built this altar to remember God's grace on them. It's called Jehovah Nissi.
今天我要从这段圣经分两方面跟大家思想两个真理。
I'd like to share then these verses in two aspects.
从这个战役或者从这件亚玛利人来跟以色列人征战这件事情，我们来看到我们的人生是怎么回事。
I'd like to use this battle to reflect upon on our life.
我们都不能否认今天的人生是一个征战的人生。
We cannot deny that the life today is full of battle.
这是一句很平常也是很正常的对人生的描写和形容。
This is probably an ordinary then also very accurate description of our life.
如果我们接受这个前提，人生就是一个战场的话，胜败乃兵家常事也。
if we accept this to be a fact, then of course, winning and losing happens all the time.
所以我们一生有成败有得失，不是一个很稀奇的事情。
Indeed, it's ordinary. It's nothing unusual about the losing or fail in your life.
这是我们在一般的情形来看人生是如此。
This is how we would see a life in an ordinary way.
但是很多时候，一个人信了耶稣成为基督徒之后
，Yet after you become a Christian,
他还是活在这个地上。
He still lives in this earth.
照着那个前提，他还会遇到征战。
Because of this very conditions we set forth, that he will still experience battles in his life.
但是很稀奇的一件事情，基督徒一碰到征战呢，我们就开始有许多的怨言。
Yet strangely, that after the Christians has experienced the battles, we may start to complain.
因为我们有一种另外一个思想，认为我既然做了基督徒以后，我就应当开始。走一条平坦、康庄、没事、没有任何搅扰的一个生活。
Perhaps you would misunderstand that after you become a Christian, you would experience a very peaceful life.
如果一个非基督徒、一般的人在地上会遇到一些征战，我们基督徒对征战没有免疫性。
If an ordinary and non-Christians would have to experience battles in this earth,And Christians are not immune from it.
所以我们在这里看见以色列人出埃及，过红海，再渡过约旦河，一直我们都看见有许多的战事临到他们。
Indeed, you see battles after battles after the Israelites have crossed the Red Sea and then the Jordan River.
我们单单看我们今天所读的这短短的几节圣经。
Just through these short verses we read today.
如果用那一天所发生的事情来描写今天基督徒的人生的话。
If you use what happened in that very day to describe the life of a Christian,
那是一场征战，而且这场征战有胜有败。
Indeed, it is a battle, and in that battle, you have winning and losing moments.
所以在这里给我们看到一件事情，我们今天没有办法避免征战的生活。
So it's this led us to see one thing: one, we cannot avoid fightings or battles through your life.
或者严格的说，也不在乎胜败。而在乎我们在胜败的里面怎么样对得胜和失败应当有个什么样的态度。
So what matters is not whether you win or lose, but your attitude, how you're going to think and feel about winning or losing.
最近从台湾回来这一段时间很喜欢看老朋友写的书。
As I returned from Taiwan very recently, I have this habit of readingThe books authored by my old friends.
你知道看书，如果知道那个作者是你的朋友，那本书味道就不同。
Think about this: when you read a book and you also know the author of that book, your feeling might be different.
最近我在看一本老朋友写的书，就是周神柱牧师写的一本书，叫《败中求胜》。
Recently, I was reading a book authored by Reverend Zhou, and it's called The Win.To win success in failures.
在他这本书的序言里面有几句话深得我心，得到我的共鸣和同感。
Several statements excerpted from the preface of that book really had touched me.
我想把这几句话拿出来给各位分享。
I'd like to share them with you.
他说，人生的道路里面，失败本身不足以害怕。
One should not be afraid of those failures in your life.
他说，可怕的是那失败的思想。和消极的思想。
What should be afraid of is the thoughts or being afraid of the thoughts of failure.
如果我们有机会好好的回味这一句话的时候
，If we meditate about these,
我们实在心里面会得到很大的鼓励。
We should experience encouragement.
失败本身不足惧，怕的是那种失败的思想或者对消极的那种思想。
So the failure itself should not scare us off, but rather to be afraid of facing the failure is something we should.
我看了他那句话以后，我就从圣经里面想到几个例子。
As I see those words, I start to think of some examples in the Bible.
我们看彼得，他一生有许多很凄惨的失败。
As we look at the life of Peter, and he had experienced several very important, significant failures.
但是彼得并没有沉溺在失败的思想当中。
Yet, Peter was never really been indulged in the thinking of I'm a failure.
他回头以后就成为神所重用的器皿。
As the moment that he turned around, he became the tool of God again.
跟彼得相比的呢，就是犹大。
And Judah was exactly the opposite example.
他也是耶稣十二的门徒之一。
He was among the 12 disciples as well.
但是他就一直在失败的思想里面，最后走了毁灭自己的道路。
Yet he immersed himself in the thoughts of failure, and then he destroyed himself.
两个都是跟随主的人。
Both of them were the followers of the Lord.
两种都是在我们教会里面会找到的人。
We can find both kinds in our church.
但是我们却发现两个人的反应却带出截然不同的结果出来。
Yet the two kinds of responses resulted in the two totally different consequences.
新约有彼得和犹大，旧约有大卫王和扫罗王的对比。
In the New Testament, we just mentioned about the example of Peter and Judah, and in the Old Testament, there are the stories of King David and Saul.
大卫王和扫罗王，他们两个人的结局是完全不一样。
The result or the ending point of these two kings were totally different.
不是因为他们失败的多寡或者失败的轻重来看他们的结局。
Did not matter as to how frequent or how often they had failed, but rather how they faced the failure.
如果今天从我们人的角度来衡量大卫和扫罗的时候，
if from our point of view to judge the results of David and Saul,
我们实在发现大卫所犯的罪远远的超过扫罗所犯的罪。
The sin that committed by David may far exceed those of Saul.
从旧约神的那个绝对圣洁的标准来看，大卫是犯了万劫不复的罪。
From the Old Testament standard, that the sin that David committed was something he would never have a chance to face the God again.
但是我们看见最后他们两个人的结局不一样。
Yet they ended up to be totally differently.
大卫被称为合神心意的人。
Dave was called the man that fit the will of God.
因为他们两个人对失败的态度不一样。
Because then these two people's their attitudes toward failure were different.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天都活在成败得失的一种征战的生活里面。
Yes, indeed, in today's lives, we're living in a situation of facing failures and success all the time.
让我们学习怎么样在这样的一种情形里面对人生抱住一种正面积极的一个态度。
So let us learn how we can face the life in a positive, in an encouraging way.
有一次有一个人就问一个跳高选手。
Once a high jumper expert was being asked.
他问他说你190公分那么高190公分我算了一下是63寸你63寸那么高你怎么能够跳过230公分以上的那个杆子
And you are about 6 feet 3 and how can you jump something much higher, much taller than you?
你63怎么能够跳过76寸那么高
A 6 feet 3 tall person, how can you jump over something so well over 7 feet?
这个跳高的选手说了一句话，我觉得对我实在有发人深省的作用。
What he had said really had made me think.
他说我还没有跳过去以前。
He said, before I jump over that pole.
他说我下决心做一件事情。
I have determined to do one thing.
他说让我的心和我的思想先跳过去，然后我的身体就跳过去。
That before my body would have jumped over that pole, my heart and my mind would have done so.
那么这是他的经验。
This is his personal experience.
听起来很简单。
It sounds simple.
你说我明天我到学校去，我就试试看。
I'm going to try it tomorrow.
我63寸。
I'm 6 feet 3.
我跳一个六尺的。
I'm going to just try the 6 feet
让我先把我的思想跳过去。
And let my thinking jump over first.
然后把我190磅的身体再跳过去，你不会成功。
190 pounds. Let's try 190-pound body.
没有一个画家在一拿起画笔来画第一幅画就成为世界闻名的画家。
There has not been an artist as he pick up his painting towards the very first moment would create a masterpiece.
没有一个人拿起提琴来说，我今天就要开始在跟 Boston Symphony Orchestra 来合奏，没有了。
There's no musician who would have to make it to the Boston Symphony Orchestra the first moment he picked up his violin.
两个年轻人住在一个房间。
Once there were two young men living in the same room.
那么突然有一个学生对提琴发生兴趣。
One of these two students suddenly fell interest with violin.
天天要苦练这个提琴。
He was determined to practice the violin every day.
他一练提琴，他的 roommate 就到阳台上去走。
whenever he started practicing, his roommate wanted to go onto the porch.
后来这个人就觉得很奇怪，很好奇，就问他，哎，你为什么每一次练琴你就跑到外面去走？
So the young violinist asked this, the question of this other person, why would he want to get on the porch every time when I practice?
他说，我要让我的邻居看见拉琴的不是我。
I want to be sure my neighbors know that I wasn't the one to play.
哎呀，但是我们看见这个人苦练苦练到一天，也许他就出头了。
Yet perhaps this person can succeed one day as he practices and practices.
我们要讲这一方面的道理，有许许多的例子可以提。
There are abundant full of examples for us to mention in this category.
我们看见灯，我们就想到爱迪生。
As we see lights, we remind of the Edison.
如果我们读爱迪生的传记，我们知道他试过了700多次，结果次次都失败，灯就是没有办法给他发明出来。
As we read the stories of Edison, then we know that he had tried more than 700 times in order to build something called a light bulb.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们。使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。